Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the BC Football Show at the Stockyard in Brighton. Great to have you with us. Of course, if it's Thursday, it means Pete Cronin and steak tips.
Whoa. That's what we had last week.
Well, we had quite a
We had a spread.
We just rolled out of here, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, right. It was quite the feedback, as you would say.
Who just kept coming?
Yeah. I rolled out of here first, so I was home by 9 p.m.
You and I were kind of jostling for position, Bill, for the shrimp.
Fighting over the shrimp.
The last shrimp.
Yes, the last shrimp.
But I'll tell you what, the Wagyu beef, the whole thing, the mashed potatoes, the whole thing was unbelievable.
The creamed spinach.
Got to give Mike
Conley. The mac and cheese.
Oh, it kept coming. It was, everybody here, try the Wagyu beef.
It was off my diet.
Put it on the Cronin tab.
All right.
Just like
it was not on my diet.
I don't know where Cronin is now that you mention it.
Just like the Underhill tab in Fletch.
Yeah. Pete's on the Cambridge diet. He ate half a Cambridge the
other night. Don't worry. I had good intentions when I sat down. I tasted everything.
Yes, you did. Well, Mike Conlon, the Stockyard owner, took care of us. Yes.
He did. That was very cool.
It was a great night. Yes. Bill, a good game in Missouri, 27-21 loss, but still you guys played well. You had your moments, especially at the beginning of the game. Upon further review, when you looked at the tape, what'd you see?
Yeah, I think the big thing is it always – and I've tried to really, hit home with these guys this week about, it really comes down to 8 to 10 plays, right? So, you turn it over, they don't. You have a penalty here, maybe they don't, although they had more penalties than we did. But, you convert or they convert on third down, you don't. That's where you win and lose ball games. And I talk to these guys a lot about, a lot of these guys aspire, and rightfully so, to play in the National Football League, and that's what it's like every week, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a very tight game, and it's going to be that way on Saturday night against Michigan State. It's going to be a back-and-forth game. It's going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. That's the team that's going to win the game. We've got to learn from that. We had a shot. We had a great opportunity. Didn't take advantage of it. Give Missouri credit, but we've moved on to Michigan State.
There's a great lesson there in that everybody makes mistakes. The game's just full of them if you look at it. But the team, you play against a good opponent, they're going to make you pay. You make people pay when you're better than they are. That was athletically as good a team that I've seen in a long time.
I appreciate you saying that, Pete. They were very good. There were 160 total plays in the game. So offense, defense, special teams, 160 total plays. And so what you just said is exactly right. Like I tell the kids, okay, how many times in a game are 11 guys – on offense, defense, special teams, doing exactly what they're supposed to do,
not often,
right? It's a low percentage, but you're striving for perfection on every single play, and you got to be locked in on each play is a story unto itself, and we've got to do a really good job of that this week of understanding that we got a really tough Michigan State team coming in here, and we've had a good week of practice. We got to show up on Saturday night.
Well, you said great comment after the game. You you feel good, but you don't feel good. You know, you played against a tough opponent. You played tough. You had a chance to win. It didn't work out, but you made the great line. There are no moral victories.
Not at Boston College. We want to win, man. We ain't here for moral victories, you know? I don't even know what that means.
Well, you console yourself. But the thing is, there were learning opportunities, and I think the lesson that your team may have, the realization they may have had was, we played hard. We were in that thing at the end.
Yeah, we were. But, you know, we – and again, like, not – you know, the quarterback position, you know, gets a lot of blame and gets a lot of glory, right? You win, they get a lot of glory, a lot of blame. But we did. We threw two interceptions. We can't do that, you know. We gave up 180 yards rushing. That's not who we are. We've got to do a better job against the run. We didn't run for a lot of yards. We've been a team in the first two games that was able to generate almost 600 yards on the ground. We got to get back to that, you know. And so, you know, we just didn't play. It wasn't lack of effort. It wasn't this. It was just we didn't execute as good as Missouri did, and we have to learn from that. We've got to execute. We have to execute at a high level. We got to coach better. We got to execute better. We're all in it together.
When you looked at the run game, and you saw the 2 yards per carry, why did that happen?
Yeah, I think one of the things that happened was Missouri did a really good job of what we call internal pressures, and so we're going to see that from everybody else, meaning like cross dogs and, you know, plug stunts and things like that. And so we've got to be ready for that. How do we deal with that? I'm not going to really get into that with you guys tonight, but, you know, we have to, and we adjusted. We did some things to adjust, but it wasn't enough. And so, you know, and again, like, we sometimes you have to throw the ball. You know, sometimes it comes down to, you know, it's going to be tough sledding running the ball, so you got to throw the ball. So, you know, we've got to do a better job overall, players and coaches, of, you know, making that adjustment.
And it's the action reaction when somebody does something that gives you trouble. They're exposing themselves. They're trying to get an advantage by doing something that you may not expect to get you off balance, but they're exposed somewhere else.
Right.
And that's the idea, is you're going to capitalize on where the weakness is in that defense.
Right, right. And so when a team, you know, pressures you internally, a lot of times you're one-on-one on the outside. Or, you know, when a team plays cover two, as you know, you should be able to run the ball because you've got a fair fight in the box. So, you know, we've got to do a really good job of that. We feel like we have a very good game plan for Michigan State, but it's, you know, it's going to be a game of adjustments. They've got a great staff at Michigan State. They hired Coach Smith from Oregon State. And he's done a really good job. They're 3-0, beat Maryland, beat Prairie View, and beat Florida Atlantic. And so, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. We're excited for the game. We know it's a big game for Boston College, you know, the red bandana game. We're very excited for the game. We know it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and, you know, we're fired up for it.
Did you hear they might outlaw cover two?
What's that?
In the NFL?
Who told me that today? Like, when I was walking by in the hall, did you see, like, Mel Kiper or something? Was it Kiper?
Mel Kiper came on ESPN and said they should outlaw cover two defense.
Why?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even understand what he was saying.
I like Mel, but, I mean.
More scoring?
And I'm not, and you're going to get mad at me for saying this, but there's too much of this stuff on TV. Like,
just, I don't get mad at you. I agree.
Just too much talking.
Yeah.
Too many podcasts. We probably need one less podcast. All these godforsaken podcasts.
Yes, there's way too many. Flooded marketplace. Kiper thought he was trying to be an iconoclast. Probably someone might have told him to say that, because it's all over social media. People are chiming in saying that's ridiculous. You can't outlaw the cover two. There's ways to beat the cover two. Go combat. How about Joel Klatt said, how about run the ball?
Yeah, run the ball. Or
exactly.
How about, we used to run a play called, at the New England Patriots, called Toga. And if you go back to 2007, Toga meant two goes. So if you go back to 2007, Randy Moss set the touchdown reception record that year. I would say that probably of the 23 touchdowns he scored, I'd say that at least 10 of them were on Toga. So you get 2-on-1 on the safety. So Welker would go inside, Moss would be on the outside.
Wow.
And you get 2-on-1 on the safety. It's like a basketball fast break, and yep. Brady would read the safety and either throw it to Moss down the sideline or throw it to Welker up the middle. So to outlaw cover two probably might be one of the most ridiculous things that's ever said.
From a guy who never took a snap, you know, never strapped the helmet on. Outlaw cover two, good idea.
No,
we're talking about it. So that's
mission accomplished. 2-1 through three games. What have you learned about this team?
Again, like I said to you guys every week, and I'm not going to change this. I really enjoy. I love coaching the team. I think we have like we have a captain's meeting in the morning. I can't wait for the captain's meeting. I really enjoy. I had a great meeting with Castellanos this afternoon. I just enjoy coaching the team. I mean, I get to coach guys like, you know, Donovan Azaraku and Ozzie Trapillo and Trayshawn Ward and Jaden Skeet and KP Price. I mean, these kids, like, man, they give us everything they got. You know, you know, I think this has a – I really believe in this team, and I think the way that they practice, the way they put the time in, you know, I really desire for them to have a good night on Saturday night. I really do. I want them to have a good night.
I heard a rumor that you had a very good practice yesterday.
We did. You know, we're in full pads on Tuesday and Wednesday, and, you know, I thought Tuesday was okay. I thought Wednesday was very good. I thought today was decent. You know, today's you know, a little bit lighter, but yeah, we did. And, you know, I think that hopefully that translates to, you know, playing well. But, you know, you don't really have any other choice. You got to practice well. If you practice well, hopefully that translates.
But the follow up with that is, you know, you're going in preseason, very physical camp. The physicality is the theme. Now you're in the season. You're almost a third of the season approaching. And you got health issues. How much intensity do you get Tuesday, Wednesday?
I think these guys show up and practice hard. They really do. And you know, you've been to practice. You guys have both been to practice. I mean, we have a very intense coaching staff. I mean, we get after it, and they have to bring the juice to practice because we're going to bring the juice. And if they don't, then we're going to get it out of them. You know, Father Jack always talks about getting the more, getting the majus, getting the more out of us. And we do that. And I think these guys have really shown up. They understand the meaning of this game for Boston College. I'm sure we're going to talk about it here, but they understand the meaning of the game, and they had a good week of practice.
We are going to dive into that. It's going to be a special night on Saturday at Alumni Stadium with the Red Bandana game. This is the BC Football Show with Bill O'Brien and Pete Cronin. We'll be back after this from our good friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today, you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience, spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. The Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Yeah, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
You checking out your gift bag?
I am. I was
You checking out your Kit Kat?
I am. I was just going to, yes, it's an early Halloween, thanks to the Schoenfeld family.
Thank you.
The lovely Cheryl Schoenfeld.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Huge Bill O'Brien fan. Went to school with Pete Cronin.
Isn't this an NIL thing? Is this
what?
NIL?
What?
NIL. NIL.
No, we're not players, though, Pete. We can't. But we don't have NIL.
I could say.
I don't see a $100,000 check in here, Cheryl.
Nothing against Cheryl's bag, but I don't think we're going to get too many.
Look at this. Look at this. Lint classic chocolate. Now, this says O'Brien written all over.
No question.
Right there.
Classic recipe chocolate bar.
There's nothing better than that.
He was so happy.
Chopped that up in some vanilla ice cream.
You had a good candy week.
No question. Yeah.
What I brought you yesterday.
Jumbo peanut butter cups.
Jumbo peanut butter cups. Oh. Chocolate lava. Did you dive into one?
Joe Popolo sent me two massive bags of peanut M&Ms.
See what we've done.
This is not good for the diet.
Created a monster. Is that Peloton getting any mileage on it?
It does.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, sometimes it's a clothes hanger. Sometimes I use it.
Yeah, you got to offset. That's it. You can eat the candy and ride the Peloton. Yeah. Net zero.
It's the M&M's.
Now I know. I don't have to eat any snacks before I come to your office.
Yeah.
Thanks to Joe Popolo. Big night.
Bottom right drawer.
That's bottom right. Yeah,
I heard about the top right.
Yeah. Top left.
Don't check that.
Stay out of that one.
Big night. Saturday. It's the 11th Red Bandana game. Amazing. It's been 10 years. You said a lot all week about what Wells Crowther means, but just magnify that for us tonight, what it means to the team.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about Wells Crowther and the game itself. You know, we showed the team the Ed Burns narrated video, which is unbelievable. Just the story itself. I talked about meeting Allison Crowther, Wells' mom, over Zoom, which was just incredible. Spent an hour on a Zoom with her. And, you know, what he did is, it's just an amazing thing. And, you know, the fact that he's a BC guy is not surprising to anybody here in this crowd, what Boston College people are all about. And the thing that's amazing about the story itself to me, what resonates with me, is he led, you know, 10, 12 people down the stairs, and then he went back up 17 floors. He said, and because the woman said, why don't you leave with us? Because he could have just walked out with them, and he went back up. And I think in the end, like, that's really what it's all about. And it's just an amazing story, and, you know, we're thrilled to be able to be a part of it on Saturday night.
And it's really touched. It's people are very familiar with it. I was at physical therapy yesterday, working my back, and the physical therapist knows nothing about Boston College.
Right.
And she asked me about the red bandana.
It's amazing how it has spread worldwide. It really is. I mean, I've gotten emails this week from everywhere, mostly from BC alums, but from a lot of different people, even, you know, people that aren't involved with BC that know me, you know, in football circles. Hey, man, you know, good luck in a red bandana game. You know, I do agree with you, Pete. It's amazing how many people have been touched by that story. And you know, I just—it's going to be a cool atmosphere.
And,
cool
and we John and I are very fortunate because we were able to interview Allison and her husband many times.
She'll be back with us Saturday.
She's coming.
And she's just gracious and appreciative, and you know, you kind of see where he came from.
That's right. Very great. That's exactly right. Great parents. I know his dad passed away a few years ago, but you know, just unbelievable parents, great family. The video that I, you know, the film that I showed the team, you know, it's just the emotion that you see on the parents' faces. And, you know, you think about your own kids, you know, and, you know, the relationship that you have with your own kids. And, you know, it's just an incredible story. And, you know, it is. I really think BC is just such a special place. And this is the type of place that would do something like this and have a real effect on millions of people.
Yeah, and I know it touched you when you saw his late father talk about the relationship they had. Wells was his best friend.
That's right. That was very cool.
Those of us, you know, that have had a father like that know exactly where he's coming
from. That's right. Right. Yeah, that was cool.
And that was a lightning rod.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, the relationship that you have with your dad and, you know, the son-father relationship is incredible. And, you know, just to see the emotion on his face. He gave him the red bandana when he was 6 years old. You know, probably drove him to every lacrosse game he ever played, every hockey game he ever played. And,
you know, I
think about that a lot. I also think about, you know, the Boston College, you know, athletic program, and, you know, having that lacrosse program was huge. You know, that men's lacrosse program at that time. And that really started it too, because a lot of those guys who played with him got it going. So,
and do your players identify with him? Can they get the glean kind of from that, what the his personality, what how he's wired? You know, kind of, do they grasp that inner strength?
I think that's why I did what I did this morning, Pete. Because I asked that question to myself this week. Like, do these guys, like, you know, the Donovan Azarakus, the Aussie Trapillos, the Drew Kendalls, they all know, right? They've been here. Joe Marinaro, they've been here for a while. Cam Arnold, all those guys. But, you know, do the freshmen know? Do they understand? And I think that, you know, that's one story among – that's the greatest thing about football, is there's stories like this. And they're not stories. They're real, live. You know, these things happen real life. And that can bring a team together. And so, you know, you're playing for a common cause. Now the game isn't all about, you know, Wells, but that's the theme of the game. We have to go out there and play Michigan State. But, you know, I think that showing the video to them this morning was exactly what you just said.
Michigan State, you mentioned 3-0 coming off a FCS pillow game, but they took care of business. We call it a pillow game, Coach.
Yeah.
They did take care of business, but they got a quarterback that, to me, looks like he's a comer. He's a guy that's backed up DJ Uiagalelei last year, played 9 games at Oregon State.
Yep.
And he's very athletic. Is that correct?
No, he's a runner. He's a thrower. You know, they do a good job running the ball, and then they take their shots down the field. And, you know, that's going to be – you know, they run a very pro-style offense. They're under center, which is rare in today's college football. They get in a two-back set. You'll be giddy. Because they got,
they'll
be in an I formation. Pete, you'll be up there cheering them on, probably. Well, I mean, not cheering them on, but you'll be excited to see what plays they run. Lead weak and lead strong.
That makes linebackers happy.
But no, they do. They and they're very well coached, and You know, so we've watched their tape, we've watched some Oregon State tape, and tried to do the best we can to prepare for them.
Now, their style of offense, is that obviously a change-up. Does it create any unique challenges for you in terms of preparation defensively?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, you know, things are different fit-wise for the linebacker sometimes. You know, coverage-wise, we've got to do a good job of staying on our guys. We have to have great eye discipline. They do a good job of ball faking and play action and things like that. So we got to keep the guy in the pocket, because if he's getting outside the pocket, that's going to be a massive problem for us. So yeah, it's definitely a little bit different than a spread offense.
And it's a lot of it, all that isolation lead scheme, is somebody's going to take the fodder. Someone's going to take on that lead blocker, and there's no glory in taking that dude on. But if you don't,
yeah, no doubt. I have a lot of confidence in the guys we have to take on lead blockers, though. You know, I really do. And But it's the back himself who's very good at, you know, reading that block. And, you know, we got to do a good job of having gap discipline, taking on that blocker, like you said, with the proper pad, whether it's, you know, spilling it or boxing it, you know, sending it inside or sending it outside. We got to do a good job of that and be disciplined in how we fill those plays. But it's a big challenge. They are, to me, they're like an old school, tough Big Ten team.
Downhill.
And Mark D'Antonio had that going, too, back
no
in
doubt.
The day.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, very similar.
We saw them in 2007 when Matt Ryan's last game.
Yep.
Brian Hoyer
yep.
was the quarterback for Michigan State.
Holy dog.
They've changed a little bit throughout the years. But your defense through three, what do you like? What don't you like?
Yeah, no, I think overall it's been decent. I think, you know, Missouri – you know, ran the ball with an outside zone that, you know, we struggled to stop. But I think we worked hard on it. Michigan State runs an outside zone similar way, so we've got to do a good job of that, stopping that. But I've liked the way we've played. I think we play hard. I think we, you know, for the most part, we've tackled well. I do think Missouri skill guys gave us some problems. We didn't tackle as well as we had been, and so we got to get back to that. But, look, overall, I think these guys have played very hard, giving us everything they've got.
No, you talk about that. That outside zone, backside cut. Coaches, as creative as they are, a guy like you, but a lot of them aren't terribly creative, and you're probably going to get a steady diet of that Saturday until you stop it.
Yeah.
So I assume you worked on that this week.
Very hard. Worked on it very hard. I mean, it's you know, you set the edge. I think we do a good job of setting the edge most of the time. It's the backside. It's the press the hole and the cutback. These guys on the backside getting cut out of gaps, getting cut out of two gaps. You know, that's – you get cut out of one gap, that's one thing. If you get two hats by you, now you're exposing two gaps, and now it's a problem. So we've got to do a better job of that, and I think these guys have worked hard to shore that up.
Your safeties lead the team in tackles. Maybe a good thing, bad thing?
That's okay. I mean, look, I think if they're making tackles from the old cover two, like we were talking about before, then that's a bad thing. But, I mean, a lot of times our guys are down in the box, and,
yep,
you know, they're making tackles. KP's a good tackler. Carter Davis, those guys are good tacklers. And the way the scheme is set up is, especially like when you're getting outside plays, sometimes that's their gap. They got the C gap. They got the D gap. So, yeah, I'm not as concerned about that. They're good tacklers, and so they're – their gap responsibility sometimes tells, you know, hey, I got to make this play.
Yeah.
Now they're downhill. They're kind of vertical. Here we come. And they're not trying to surprise anybody. You counter that with, hey, we're going to go uphill. We're going to go manu a manu. And we're going to go toe to toe, and we're going to be tough at the point of attack.
Well, I think that's big. I mean, you guys were at a lot of I think you were at some preseason practices where we did our Texas drill quite a bit. I mean, we've got to try to play with great technique, and we have to knock people back. You know, we can't get knocked back on the defensive line. We've got to be establishing the line of scrimmage in their backfield, not letting them establish it on our side of the line of scrimmage. I think at times in the Missouri game we did that. We definitely did it in the Duquesne and the Florida State game. We got to get back to doing that. That's BC football. You know, when you think about BC defense, BC football, The line of scrimmage is played on your side, not on our side.
It's a showdown on a Saturday night. Nothing like primetime football in Chestnut Hill. We're back with more about the Red Bandana game with Bill O'Brien, Pete Crone, and John Mita Perrell right after this from Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire, and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
A new era of BC football is here. Led by first-year head coach Bill O'Brien. Catch the action this fall with tickets starting as low as $10 for select games. Group tickets are also available, providing exclusive experiences, including on-field access for your youth team or organization. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement on the Heights. Secure your seats to see Bill O'Brien and the Eagles by visiting bceagles.com. Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby-class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the campus school 5K Run and Roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Always great to be here on a Thursday night at the Stockyard. We encourage you to come down and visit us every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Of course, we'll be on the air on Saturday night. You ready to go, Pete? You all set?
I won't be ready till 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Pete likes to get to games early. He likes to soak up the atmosphere, especially at away games. There was one time we went to a game, I believe it was at Clemson, and we got there about 4 hours early.
I can't unremember that.
And he was climbing the walls. He's like, Pete, I don't know how you get here so early. I'm like, Pete, I need to feel it. I need to feel the game day atmosphere.
It's game for you. Yeah. It's game day for you.
Exactly. So
I thought this one might be a little bit past both your guys' bedtime.
Not me.
We're going with the coffee. So probably at halftime. But, no, it'll be an exciting game, no question about it. Matching up Big Ten opponent.
Yeah.
And we have talked about it all the time. So you go to Boston College, and one of the things that two of the things that you maybe, I don't know if you're selling it or not, but you have to go to a place like Missouri and play in a great
– yeah.
Against a great opponent like that.
Absolutely.
Top 10 team and
great
all that.
Crowd.
And then you get to play a Big Ten opponent in your place in a full house.
No doubt. No, it's huge. I mean, I think that's awesome. You know, it's that was a great crowd at Missouri, great atmosphere. And, you know, this will be a great atmosphere in Boston.
Have you been to a sold-out alumni stadium in the recent past?
You know, the last time – so the last time I was a spectator – at a Boston College game, they played West Virginia. Oh. Tom Coughlin was the head coach. And if they won the game, I think they would have gone to the Sugar Bowl.
Yep. I was there.
My friend Mike Panos got me and a couple buddies of mine from Brown tickets to the game, and I went to that game. And then the next time I was there, I was coaching at Duke, which I really don't want to talk about that. And we came to BC, and we lost to BC.
Yeah, we were calling
probably 2005, maybe.
Or yeah, it was you and Ted Roof.
Yeah, Thaddeus Lewis was the quarterback.
Yes.
I don't really want to go in. I don't want to dive into that ball game, if that's okay with you, Meter.
That's all right.
He's got the photographic memory.
He knows.
I know he's got the photographic
memory. This is going to be a an event that the kids will never forget this.
No doubt. I think that's important, but it's also that's a great point, and I think that's a point that I've made to these guys that, you know, it is a great atmosphere. It, you know, it is the Red Bandana game. We need to go out and play very well. We need to focus on our job, though. Like, block all that out, you know. I think if you focus on your job, you'll give people a lot to cheer about. If you start worrying about, well, you know, this is my mom over here in section C, and this is, you know what I mean? You know that better than anybody, right? So
you can't get caught up in that.
No, cannot get caught up in that.
Offensively, what is your offense going to see in the Michigan State defense?
Very tough. They play, they get 11 guys to the ball. They swarm to the ball. And, you know, I think we have to meet that intensity. We've got to get to the ball, if that makes sense. So we need to, you know, block to the echo of the whistle, and, you know, we've got to do a good job of matching their intensity, because I think they're a tough football team. And I believe we're a tough football team.
Yeah.
So it'll be, you know, it'll be a good matchup and be a tough game.
27 tackles for loss. That's third in the country, I think.
Yeah.
Do we make too much of that?
No. Look, I mean, you know, we watch the tape. You know, there's definitely been some TFLs. I think what's important for us is we need to know who we're going to up front. We need to make sure that we're covering guys up, like we used to say at the New England Patriots a lot. Like Dante Scarnecchia would talk about, let's get a hat on a hat and cover guys up. That's what's going to be big in this game. And, you know, then we'll avoid those TFLs.
In the
this is a no-fair dodging game. This is a no-fair dodging. So just look that up on your way home.
Rock'em, sock'em robots.
Yep.
You throw a right, I'm going to throw a left.
That's an image that
we
I
don't want anybody to throw punches, Pete. We're trying
No
personal foul.
I'm using it as a metaphor, but
a metaphor.
That's okay.
Yeah.
an analogy.
Yes.
Should have been an English teacher.
Yeah.
I'm a professor, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's a
reach. Imagine having Meter as your professor, Meter Perel.
That's a reach.
I am a professor.
I would sign up for that class. At Brown, they would call that a gut.
Wait a minute now. You could go to your captain, Drew Kendall, and ask him about said class.
Drew going to tell me that that's a challenging class?
I don't know about challenging, but he'll say rewarding. How's that?
Oh. You're enlightening people.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You're expanding their horizons.
You're coming as a guest speaker. We've
absolutely
already established that.
Can't wait.
Cronin's, have you been yet?
How long have you been teaching this class?
7 years.
Thanks for the invite.
There might be a reason.
I'm way up on the list.
I've been here 8 months. I got invited before you.
But I haven't asked. So that's
no.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't ask either. He invited me.
So,
it's a hard guy to say no to.
I'm not offended. It's okay.
It's all about media management, Pete. You can go back to your day when you dealt with the media. You used to deal with all the bigwigs. Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon.
Yeah.
And the Washington guys were pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys. Tenacious. Yeah.
Christine Brennan was our beat writer.
Oh, yeah.
First,
she's awesome,
first woman in the locker room in the NFL. And
is that right?
Yeah.
She's
that
big
was, that was earth-shattering.
Wilbon
changed the culture in the locker room
so,
a little bit.
Jeez. When I was at the University of Maryland, Ralph Regent was the head coach.
Yeah.
And him and Wilbon were pretty tight.
Okay.
And so Wilbon would come over to practice every now and then. He was a good guy.
Yeah, there was that media, D.C. media was great.
Yeah.
I mean, they were – we got a lot of – only they loved the Redskins. Oh, sorry, whatever. They are now the Commanders. But
yeah.
you couldn't hide.
No.
Plenty of coverage there.
Yeah.
One thing about Michigan State that we look at is the linebackers. Cal Halliday seems to be a tackling machine.
Yeah.
Number 27.
Yeah.
Jordan Turner, Wisconsin transfer, played 4 years at Wisconsin. Are those guys pro caliber?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good players. Yeah, downhill guys, good tacklers, very instinctive.
Yep.
You've got to do a good job of – you know, like I said before, you got to do a good job of knowing, you know, these are the guys we're going to and get a hat on them, because I think that's going to be one of the keys to the game, because you're right. They both do a really good job of diagnosing plays and they study film. They're prepared. They're veteran players. You know what I mean? They've played a lot of football. So yeah, they're good, very good players.
You talk about it all the time, and it's cliche, yes, but you talk about penalties. You took advantage of some penalties last week. They gave you a couple possession penalties, turned into points for Boston
they
College.
Did. Yep.
These guys have got, are a little bit undisciplined at this point when you consider that they're in third game, three games, they're averaging 10 penalties a game.
Yeah.
Is that something you count on, or is it something you just kind of – it's something like, oh, if it happens, good for us?
No, I think for us, we have to – again, like I always tell you guys, we have to control what we can control. I think we've got to be the ones that don't have pre-snap penalties. You know, we've got to be the ones that don't have personal fouls. You know, we're the ones that – look, you're going to get a DPI or an offensive holding. Like, those calls are going to happen. You know, but, you know, the hands to the face or, you know, the things that you know that you can control with your technique or your knowledge of when the ball's going to be snapped or keying the ball on defense, we have to do that. We have to win that battle. Like, don't be the ones that are committing those pre-snap penalties, those penalties that, like I say, that you can control.
Now, how do you scrub that out of a kid? I'm not saying just kids, I'm talking any level. How do you scrub that out of somebody?
I think one of the best things when I got to the Patriots, and I learned this at the Patriots, and you know, I think it works, is whether there was a fumbled quarterback center exchange or a false start or a neutral zone infraction or 12 guys on the field or 10 guys on the field or legal formation, they were running. And most times in New England, the whole offense or the whole defense would run.
Punish everyone.
Yeah, everybody ran because everybody is hurt by that. And I think that there was a lot of peer pressure because especially the big guys, they don't want to run. So, you know, they're having to run 100 yards around the goalpost. And Bill would be like, around the goalpost, not around the goal. I can envision it. And so the first time it happened, it's a great – I'm glad you brought this up because I was telling this story the other day. To one of our GAs, who drew the wrong card. So I said, "Dude, like, look, man, you draw that card that way again, you're gonna run, okay?" So, anyways, so I told him the story. So I'm running the scout team for the defense. I'm running the defensive scout team at this time at the Patriots, and there one of the D linemen like jumped offside. So Belichick was like, "Take off!" He used to just say, "Take off!" So like,
go run. All the way around.
Defense was running. So then I stood there, and I was just going to my next car, and he goes, "You too." I was like, "What?" So I started running.
Oh, man.
So everybody had to run.
There you go.
When we jumped off, when I was the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, if an offensive lineman false started, we were all running. Dante, we were running. And Dante's running next to these guys just absolutely like
ripping them.
Beep, beep, beep. Just crushing them.
Is that the dreaded hill?
No, the hill came after I left.
Okay.
I mean, the hill was there last year, you know, when I was there.
We've heard the hill stories.
Yeah, the hill was after. The hill, he saw the hill somewhere. I think like they scrimmaged somebody and maybe it was Philly or somewhere they went to scrimmage and he saw the hill and then built
Patricia
the hill.
Brought it with him to Detroit.
Oh, absolutely.
He brought
so
the
they,
hill
they
with
had
him.
Two types of hills. So they had a hill that had a big steep hill.
Okay.
That was a tough hill. And then a hill that was a little bit not as steep.
Any hill sounds tough to me.
Tough hill.
There's no hill. See, the beautiful part of that is there's no hills in a football field. If you run the hills, great way to get an advantage.
That's what Jerry Rice used to do.
He would say we use this phrase at BC, like put it in the bank. So when we do conditioning at the end of practice, you know, we're talking about investing. You know, we're putting it in the bank, and that's what we used to say at New England.
Oof, I'm tired just thinking about it. We got to take a timeout. We'll come back with more as we continue to talk about the Red Bandana game, BC and Michigan State, on the BC Football Show from the Stockyard.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run. Get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England, we're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from, don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes on the field, court, ice, and track. Help our students. Help our teams. Help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank, member FDIC, member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter-Burrell.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show. Eagles and Michigan State. It's one of the great games on the calendar. Coach, you've been keeping an eye on. I know it's a lot going on, obviously. You're not focused on other teams, but around college football, there's some frenzy going on. It seems like every week it's a jump ball.
Yeah, that's a great point, Meter. I think that there's a lot of parity. I was talking to Coach O'Leary. George O'Leary called me the other day. He kind of checks in from time to time. And, you know, he said the same thing. There's a lot of parity. Look, there's some great football teams, right? You got Georgia. You got Texas. Alabama looks like they're pretty good. But I think overall, because of the portal and different things, and you know, there's a lot of parity, and it's going to come down to, like I said in the very beginning, like who can learn how not to lose before they learn how to win. That's the key. That's what we have to do a better job of this week.
Now, we were talking about the portal. I did some digging. And everybody thinks it's wine and roses in the portal. If you're a kid, like, I'm leaving, I'm going to go somewhere. The numbers are really remarkable. There were 2,500 kids in the portal following the end of last season.
Right.
40% of them didn't get an opportunity.
It's crazy.
And I mean, it's
terrible.
And it's an injustice.
We could be here. We could do a two-hour radio show on this. You know, when you were brought up, when I was brought up, I remember my dad would tell me, he would say all the time, hey, look, if you're going to do, like in the beginning, I don't know how you were, but I didn't love football in the beginning. You know, when you get hit in the beginning, it's not always the greatest thing in the world. And so I came home when I was playing, like, I was 10 years old. I was playing Pop Warner and Andover. And he was like, well, look, you started it. You ain't quitting.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like, you're going to see this through to the end. And then we'll decide at the end of the season or whatever. Like, and he instilled in us, myself and my two older brothers, about, you know, just basically sticking with it. You know, that the grass isn't always greener. You know, even when I went to, you know, St. John's Prep, you know, like it wasn't easy in the beginning, right? And I was like, can I go back to Andover High? No. You're gonna stick with it. I think that's what's in the transfer portal. You know, there's so much of like, well, you know, I'm not really getting a fair shake here. Well, we're coaches. If you're a really good player and you're a consistent player on the practice field, you don't think we want to play you?
Yeah.
We want you to play. We want you to succeed. We are all about your success. I think that's why at Boston College, we'll have to see how this plays out, but I think this is not a place that guys are going to come and say, I want to transfer from. And I don't think it's like a place where we want to bring a bunch of transfers in. Now, we have some really good transfers on the team. And they're, a lot of those guys are playing very well for us. But I think as we move forward, first of all, it's very difficult to transfer to Boston College. Second of all, like, let's recruit. Like, it's like an NFL team. Let's build through the draft and then supplement with free agency. That's kind of how we're approaching this. Let's build through high school recruiting. If there's a guy out there that can help us, you know, then we'll supplement.
And on that front, I know you can't talk about this that much with specifics, but 87 recruits are going to be at the game.
I think it's up to 95, Meter. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I think that's a big deal. And I think to all the – I appreciate that. I think our coaches have done a – yeah, this will be and I think for all the people that will be there at the game, if you see a recruit, feel free to tell them, like, hey, please come to BC because we've got, like – I can't really get into all the names, but we have top kids at every position from up and down the East Coast coming to this game. Yeah, in the class of 25, the class of 26, the class of 27, the class of 28, and five kids from the class of 29.
29?
Yep.
Wow.
They're in middle school.
Any four-year-olds?
Can he throw?
Well, and we don't want to go down this recruiting channel, but it's all about relationships. Coaches, going to the same high school, having a guy. You're not always going. You may go to the same high school in a conference, if you will, and he may not have any kids, but say, who's good?
That's right.
Go see this kid.
That's exactly right.
And over the years, you build relationships.
That's right. And maybe one year he has a kid.
Yeah. So I think that whole recruiting thing is mysterious to, I think, about the fan base in general. There's really a lot to it.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you just said. I mean, that's the whole key. You know, that's what, I remember I had been out of college football for, whatever it was, 7 years when I went to Alabama I had to go back out on the road and recruit. And when I went to a lot of schools that I hadn't been in a long time, mostly on the East Coast, but some in Georgia, some places where I had recruited in the past, it was amazing how the coaches, because I had developed relationships with those coaches, and they were still the coaches there at a lot of those schools. And I remember going to, Brookwood High School in Atlanta, Georgia, and the guy was he was there when I was at Georgia Tech. And, we were able to recruit a kid named Dylan Lonergan to the University of Alabama, who's a really good quarterback there. And so, you're exactly right. The relationships are big. I think our coaches do a really good job. I don't want to single out one coach over the other, but because he's a local guy, I will do this. I will single out Jonathan DiBiasso. He does an unbelievable job of in this New England area. He's just got a lot of contacts, and he works his butt off, and it's pain and I think a lot of these guys do the same thing, but just because we're in Boston, he's a CM guy, went to Dartmouth and then ended up at Tufts. Dad's a legendary coach at Catholic Memorial. He's done a great job.
Don't
for
forget
us.
Legendary coach at Weston High School back in the day.
Oh my God, I bet he forgets.
No, as he called it, 90210.
I bet he wasn't there that long.
He was there 4 years, actually.
Okay, right.
Yeah, there you go. He was a good
launching pad. He was at Everett a lot longer than
yes. You. Yes. No, he went right from Weston to Everett. What doesn't...
one of these is not like
what
these?
Doesn't belong and why? Oh, it's classic. It was
how about this about his dad?
Great guy.
So when I was younger, growing up in Andover, I played on a 7th, 8th grade basketball team. These were the guys on the team. Matt Geiger.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Lane, who was an awesome player at Central Catholic and then played baseball at U-Lowell.
Okay.
John Perry.
Oh, legend.
Right? Legend. And Mike Marinaro.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a great player at Boston College.
Of course. Yeah.
So our coach was a guy named his last name was Jardis. We called him Dizzy. So he spelled his name like D-Z, so we called him Dizzy.
Okay.
And we were kind of like, very confident 12, 13-year-olds. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So we'd be like, Dizzy, we'll go anywhere. We were these suburban kids, right? We'll go anywhere. We'll play anybody anywhere. All right, I'm going to take you to Everett, and we're going to play the Everett Rats in an 8th grade tournament, 7th or 8th grade tournament. We went down there. who was coaching the Everett Rats. And to this day, every time I see Coach Dibby, he's like, the Everett Rats got you that day. And they did. They beat us.
The Everett
Jonathan's
Rats.
Dad was the Everett Rats coach.
Just the connotation.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Yes.
That sounds like a long
any
day.
Any team called the Rats.
That's a great story. We were good, too.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
Did you back
I was like the sixth man. I came off the bench.
So just briefly on the recruiting thing. One thing that I notice as a player, and I see is it's been a while, but I see it in everywhere I go. How do you know a kid loves to play? Because a lot of guys play it and they don't.
Yeah.
They're blessed with size and speed and athleticism, but it's a tough game, and you got to love to play. How do you figure that out?
That's very difficult, and that's something that I'm very hard on the coaches about that. That we have to figure it out. We've got to spend time with the kid. We've got to see the kid around his family. How is he with his mom and dad? What do the coaches say about him? What do the area coaches say about him? Yeah, no, that kid's tough. He's tough as nails. Guys that coach against him, you know, because his coach is going to tell you all the great stuff, which is fine. But like, you have to dig deep, especially at Boston College. We've got to make sure that we have the right. If you look at over the course of history of Boston College football. And, you know, like, I just texted yesterday Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly was in Notre Dame's backyard. You guys know the story better
than
me.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't get recruited by Notre Dame. And he ended up at Boston College. He's going in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer. These are the guys that we have to, like, Matt Ryan.
Get
I remember
him.
Matt
Find
Ryan
him.
Was, like, you know, I was looking at BC and, like, I think it was Wisconsin. You know, he didn't have, like.
It's like an option quarterback.
He's a number one pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. These are the guys, and it's hard. It's not easy. And our coaches really work very, very hard at recruiting. We do recruiting every single day.
We could talk about this for 2 hours. Yeah. We're going to take a final timeout. Sorry to interrupt. We'll come back with the keys to the game on the BC Football Show right after this from our friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire, and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Eagles fans, do you have money questions? The team at Empower can help you tackle them so you have a clear understanding of where your finances are today and where they're headed. Plus, with the free Empower personal dashboard, you can link your accounts to see your net worth, plan for retirement, create budgets, and more. It's time to change the game and take control of your financial future. Are you ready to empower what's next? Make the right call at empower.com and get your free Empower personal dashboard today.
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England, we're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com
and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
We're having too much fun.
We're having a good time. Welcome back. Final 3 minutes on the fastest 3 minutes in the BC Football Show with Bill O'Brien. All right, Coach, Cronin's got his keys to the game. What are yours?
I think the big thing is with the crowd that we're going to have, I think it's going to be important to get out to a good start. Yep. And look, you know, you can't put all your eggs in that basket, but let's get going here. You know what I mean? Let's be ready to go. Let's not dip our toe in the water, and let's get out to a good start. You know, however the game starts, let's be ready to go. And then I think, you know, I think on special teams we can set the tone with, you know, how we cover kicks. I think we can get some return yards. We've got to do a good job of staying on our man. I think offensively we've got to stay on schedule. If, like you said, if we're in second and 12, third and long, not great. But if we can chip away and stay on schedule, we'll be all right. And then defensively, we've got to do a great job of stopping the run. And when they want to throw the ball downtown, we got to be ready because they're going to throw the ball downtown. They do a really good job of that. So I think the other thing that you guys have both brought up is let's be very poised. Let's play tough, hard-nosed BC football. But let's be poised and do a good job of staying, you know, being where our feet are and playing each play one play at a time.
Would you concur?
He said it best. I think this team is it's got an opportunity. If you can pressure this quarterback, I think he's young, he's talented, but you can force him into a mistake.
Yeah, I think you see that. You saw that against Maryland. He threw for 363, flashy numbers, but two picks put him in a bad spot, and you can prey on that.
Yeah, we have to do a good job of taking care of the ball. I think that's big for us. You know, we've got to do a good job of making sure that every drive we end up with the ball, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we've got to do a good job of, you know, staying away from, like I always talk about, the pre-snap penalties and things like that. And, you know, it's going to be a good college football game. It'll be a really good game.
And let's get the 9,000 students in the house.
9,000, let's go. Let's rock and roll. The campus is definitely buzzing. You can tell, like, you know, just going out to my car tonight, a couple people just saying, hey, Coach, looking forward to Saturday night, you know, stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. That's a great thing about college football.
So how many are they busing over from Tufts? Any numbers?
I think the Duquesne game, he brought the baseball team, the field hockey team, the basketball team. I don't know where we get the tickets.
I was going to say, it's a tough ticket.
To come by now.
Tough ticket.
He'll find a way to get him in.
A lot of calls. You getting texts? You getting calls for tickets?
I get a lot of texts. Then I got a text from a buddy of mine. I won't tell you who it is, but because you know him. And then he was like, hey, I have two extra if you need any. He was offering me tickets. I was like, yeah, I might need them.
Yeah, actually. What do you got?
What do I have to pay for this tickets? To get
before
to
you put them on SeatGeek, call me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Bill, great show.
Yeah, good. Thank you,
guys. Go get
it. I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Always.
Saturday.
Thank you.
Enjoy the ride.
Appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing everybody. Red Bandana Game. For Pete Cronin, Bill O'Brien, I'm John Meter Parrell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and go Eagles.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.